The winners and losers of a multi-billion dollar credit card settlement.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Grocery stores and merchants of all kinds will be sorting through the fine print this morning following a major credit card settlement that was announced late on Friday. Visa, MasterCard, and some big banks agreed to pay more than $6 billion to end a fight over fees they charge retailers, and the settlement could affect all of us. Marketplace's Scott Tong is live with us from Washington to explain. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Scott, first, give us just the basics. What does this settlement do?
Well, first of all, Visa and MasterCard and some big banks, they agreed to fork over $6 billion-plus dollars, as you say, to the merchants who sued them for price fixing. So here's the idea. When you take your fancy card, Jeremy, and you go to the gas station and swipe, the merchants say the banking industry has colluded on how much they charge the merchants and are collectively jacking up their fees. And so a big part of the settlement is them receiving this money from the credit card companies.
So what's the effect on us consumers then?
Well, it means that the merchants can start to charge us more for plastic to offset some of the fees that they pay. We spoke to Chicago air economist Mike Mebs, and turns out he's been bargaining with a contractor, and he told the contractor, come on, give me the best price you can. And here's how it went.
He said, Mike, will you pay me in cash instead of a credit card or debit card? I said, sure can. And he said, I will give you, I think it was 5% more off. I said, we got a deal.
Now, Jeremy, this kind of thing could violate the old credit card rules in the old days. But under this settlement, more of us could see more of this. And with competition, it could drive down some prices and fees going forward.
And Scott, I imagine, as with any big settlement, not everyone loves this idea.
Well, this being American, no. some convenience stores may challenge us, they say. They say the credit card companies still have too much control. There could be a legal appeal. A court still has to approve this. So reporters are going to be talking to lawyers before all this takes effect.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, Microsoft has called a mystery news conference today, and the speculation is that the company will unveil new features for its software suite, Office 15. As our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, Microsoft is trying hard to stay ahead of its rivals.
Microsoft has taken notice of the competition from Google Docs, a cloud-based alternative that snatched away a growing number of users. The software giant recently launched its own cloud-based response.
Unlike Google Docs, Office Web Apps keeps the formatting and style of your Office documents just the way you want them.
Then there's the iPad, which runs Apple's Office Style apps, but not Microsoft Office. There will be Office apps on Microsoft's own upcoming line of tablets, but analysts have been left to guess whether it'll be offered for the iPad. Charles King is with the research firm Pundit.
You look at the number of not just consumers, but business users that are fans of the iPad, and it would make great sense from a business perspective for Microsoft to embrace those customers.
Microsoft's toughest competition, though, could be Microsoft itself, as analyst Jack Gold sees it.
The bigger risk is they don't make the new version attractive enough for people to upgrade, and so they just stay with what they've got.
For Microsoft, it's a game of can you top this, played on several different fronts. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.1% in Hong Kong and down 0.2% right now in Frankfurt. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow surged 203 points to close at 12,777, which put it just 4 points higher for the week.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Republicans in the House of Representatives voted again last week to repeal President Obama's health care law. But since President Obama has no intention of signing the repeal, health care providers still have to operate under the assumption that the Affordable Care Act will go into full effect. Now, in northern Arizona, that's playing out at community health centers, which are anticipating a big jump in demand. Laurel Morales reports from station KJZZ in Flagstaff.
Several people line up for their appointments at the North Country Community Health Center. It's part of a network of nonprofit clinics that provide primary care to patients with little or no insurance. Jen Cody brought her three sons in for their annual checkups. Cody doesn't like President Obama's health care plan.
That's way, way, way too much government for me, and I don't want to be forced to have insurance. I like having it, and I choose to have it, but if I was forced to have it, there may be some times I wouldn't be able to afford it, and how do I do that?
That's absurd.
Jeff Barnaby is a new dad bringing his baby son in for an exam.
That just baffles my mind that people with no insurance who can't afford insurance are opposed to the idea of a new plan coming in that would actually make it accessible to them. I truly don't understand that.
About 55% of the patients at North Country Health Center are on Medicare or Medicaid. Another 20% have no insurance at all. North Country offers primary care, things like prenatal exams and diabetes management. But the clinic doesn't have specialists. Eric Henley is chief medical officer. He has seen people physically suffering because they don't have the insurance and can't afford that specialized care.
And it's tremendously frustrating to us, and it's just tremendously difficult for them.
But he says because the new Supreme Court ruling requires people to get insurance, they will have access to specialized care. As more people get insured, Henley anticipates a lot more patients.
When people go from the uninsured state to the insured state, they ask for more care because they have pent-up demand, we might say, understandably.
He says that would be fine if Arizona was willing to expand its Medicaid program. Under the new law, the federal government would give matching dollars to states to expand health care for the poor. But Arizona is one of several states that has turned down those matching funds in the past. North Country Community Health Center relies on Medicaid to help pay the bills. So Henley's concerned about having the resources, both staff and operations, to handle this pent-up demand. In Flagstaff, Arizona, I'm Laurel Morales for Marketplace.
And finally to Bellevue, Pennsylvania, where there's a new law that bans barbecuing within 5 feet of homes. And let's just say it's not too popular with the citizens of Bellevue. So hundreds of people showed up outside Borough Hall last week with hot dogs, hamburgers, and cold drinks to protest the law. They called their protest a grillabration. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.